Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Mark Frye. I'm the president of City Council, and this is a public hearing for zoning ordinance amendments, ZA-2-2022, from Dave Schmidt, DS Developers LLC, on behalf of Ralph Wrights, for zoning change from R1 Single Residential Large Lot District to R3 PD, or Plan Development, which is a multiple dwelling, medium-density plan development district. And the property, as all of you probably know, is located at 4215 North McCord Road. So thank you all for attending this evening. We appreciate your attendance. Just for clarification purposes, this ZA-2-2022 was sent to a committee for the city, came back and recommended and voted in the affirmative to approve the zoning change as requested. Public hearing this evening is getting your comments, your thoughts. What I would request, I don't know which of you are for it, which of you are against it, other than maybe Mr. Schmidt and Mr. Wrights. I have a pretty good idea there for it. But if you would state your name, come up to the front, state your name, your address for the record so that we have that, and I'll ask for people that are for it and in opposition once we get to that point in the meeting. The other thing I would ask you is that you keep your comments as brief as possible and that you be respectful of everybody's time and try not to be repetitive from what others have already indicated. So, with that, if you would, Mrs. Brining, if you would bring us up to speed on the process and where we stand in regards to the zoning application, that would be great.
Sure. Thank you, Mr. Frye. As you indicated, it was referred to the Plan Commission. The Plan Commission recommended the zoning amendment approval. This is the rescheduled public hearing. There was an issue with the notice to adjacent property owners previously, so we've...
Yeah, can you speak up? There's a lot of people that can't hear.
Okay, sorry. So, as you indicated, this is the public hearing, so I think, Mr., if you want to give the applicant the chance to describe, that's all we need to do.
So, our applicant, Mr. Schmidt, Mr. Wrights, I'm not sure who's going to be proposing the information, so feel free to come up and give us a brief description of what you're proposing. Please.
Is that good? Can you hear me? All right. My name is David Schmidt, and I'm with DS Developers, and we do development and construction throughout Northwest Ohio. I'm pretty much been a Sylvania resident here all my life. Our company's based in Sylvania. We did the project a little bit to the north a few years ago there, Woodland Hills. I think, you know, if anyone's familiar with it, but it turned out really nice. You can kind of take a look at our work there. The development that we're proposing for this site is an 18-unit townhouse development. As Mark said, at 4215 McCord, I'm kind of duplicating, I guess, a lot of what he said. It's going to be called Olander Village. If anyone, you know, any of you have driven by the site, you know, I think everyone would probably agree that it's in need of some redevelopment. There's an older home on it now that could use some repair, and the property's kind of overgrown, a lot of weeds and brush and stuff. I know from what the owner said, there were some neighbors that were complaining from time to time. So I think it'd be, you know, it'd be good to, it's a good site for redevelopment. What I'm asking for is an R3 PUD. The property to the south is zoned R4, which is medium to high density residential. And the houses to the north are zoned on Victoria Court. They're zoned R1. Let's see. The R3 zoning density allows 15 units an acre, which would be 28 units total. We're only asking for 18, so that's about 35% less than what the zoning would allow. You know, there again, we've got a PD, so it's pretty much all laid out there. Did make a note, I guess, in looking at the zoning code under R3, it says that that zoning is especially suited as a transition between single-family residential areas and those having medium high density residential, which is kind of exactly what we have here. And as Mark said, the Plan Commission has reviewed the plans, and I think they unanimously voted to recommend approval. I met with the neighbors on Victoria Court. We had a real good meeting, even though it was in the dark. Our electricity was out, so we, it was a candlelight meeting, but anyway, you know, went over some of their concerns, and I think have alleviated most of their concerns, if not all of them. You know, we talked a lot about the fence and what type of fence they wanted. One of the neighbors wanted a fence to the west, which we agreed to do. I've also talked on the phone to a few of the residents to the south of the development, and they also expressed a desire to have a fence similar to the one on the north side, which I have no problem with. I would be willing to do that. The townhouses themselves are around 1,600 or 1,700 square feet, very architecturally pleasing in appearance. They each have a two-car attached garage, and there's an additional two cars of off-street parking in each one of the driveways. So, I mean, I think it's a really good project for the city, and I guess I'll turn the mic over to whoever's next. Did you want to say anything, Ralph? No?
Mr. Schmidt?
Yeah. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry. Yeah.
So the villas, condos, homes, whatever it is, the
townhouses.
Are these going to be sold, or are they going to be rent?
No, they're for rent. Yes, it's a rental product, yeah.
Okay. Any questions for Mr. Schmidt or members of council before we hear the general public?
I guess, Mark, I should mention the rents are in the $2,200, $2,300 a month range, so they're definitely upper end. Real nice, high-quality tenant. We just did a project out in Perrysburg, very similar, only quite a bit bigger, and now we've got a real good tenant mix out there, and came out nice.
Mr. Fry, I suspect the council members do have some questions, but I think it might be helpful for us to hear what the public has to say first, if you would be open to that.
Fair enough. So, if there are people in favor of the proposed development, we'll start with the people that are in favor of it. If you want to make a comment, would you please come forward and identify yourself? And we can go from there.
Yeah, you're up.
No one in favor?
Could you repeat that again?
Are you, if you're in favor of the planned development on North McCord, please come forward.
Okay, thank you.
If you're in opposition to the planned development on North McCord that Mr. Schmidt is proposing, and you want to speak and be heard, please come to the podium and address the council, making sure you provide your name and address.
Hi, my name is Jamie Cox, and I live at 6730 Fifth Avenue. So I'm on the side of the property that did not get notified the first time, nor were we part of that meeting that you guys had with people on Victoria. So I've got some other neighbors here that I'm speaking on their behalf as well. Is that okay? Okay. So some of our concerns are, one, if this does go through, we would like a fence on our side as well, just for privacy, for help with noise and things like that, for having an additional 18 families right next to us, which we're not used to now.
When you say on your side, you mean on the north side?
South side.
South side?
Yes. Wait. South side, yeah. South side. Yep. We feel that that property is pretty narrow for there to be a driveway and then these units with only 25 feet from our property line. So that's going to be a lot of extra noise, a lot of extra, you know, just some, you know, something that we're not used to. And so, you know, that's going to be kind of a disturbance to us, especially in the summer with air conditioning units. And we all have dogs and things like that. So, you know, the dogs aren't used to that. We're going to have a lot of just, you know, I don't know if it's inconvenience or noise or just something that it doesn't sound very pleasing to us. The other thing, too, is we're concerned about these are rental units. And I understand that they're more high end. But what is a rental unit going to do to our home value versus if it was something that somebody was going to purchase? So those are our main concerns.
Question for you, Dan. You mentioned a privacy fence. Is that what you and your neighbors are interested in?
if at the very least and it gets approved, we would like a privacy fence on our side of the property, just like they've agreed to on the side of Victoria, which would be the north side of that property.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Are there any other people that would like to address council in opposition? Yes, ma'am, you had your hand up.
My name is Donnie Broom, and I live at 6743-44, and we're the neighbors on the wharf. And my husband Bob is here with me as well. And I have a question.
Ma'am, could you speak up? I think there are some people. You need to keep the mic closer.
Is it on?
Can you hear me now? I guess you can. I have a question which may not at first appear to be related to the rezoning, but my question is in regard to the CRA number 3 zone that has been designated by the city of Sylvania. And the area at this point is our subdivision, subdivisions to the north, all are a part of this CRA area. And as such, that provides tax abatements for new housing, new developments, refurbishments, and renovations. And my concern is for the taxes, believe it or not, for the city of Sylvania. The homes in Woodland Village and the apartments, I looked on Aries to make sure that each one has a CRA tax abatement. So what I did is I calculated the loss of taxable income to the city of Sylvania for 15 years, because they get a 100% 15-year tax abatement. That tax abatement is $3.9 million. So I'm suggesting that the city of Sylvania take another look at either just maybe just the CRA 3 zone, because if you go through that area, it is primarily beautiful homes in there. In fact, one just sold for $390,000. So when you look at that information, it seems like today, first of all, that you've done a really good job with meeting the intentions of the CRA legislation through the Ohio Revised Code, and that you might want to reconsider the boundaries of this particular area. So that's that's one of my concerns. Secondly, I'm requesting that a land survey be conducted on Mr. Reed's property by a licensed land surveyor. And the reason that I'm asking to have this done prior to the zoning is that there are a couple of things. First of all, the current deed description for that property is still in the public land survey system, which was created in 1785. And in order for anybody to purchase that property, including Mr. Schmidt, they need to go through and have a survey done, which then indicates the meets and bounds description prescribed by law. And I have those chapters here in my notes. I also think that a survey would identify any measurements and bearing discrepancies along the north and south boundaries and the west. And there are some discrepancies. I won't tell you what they are, but they're in my notes and you can look them up for yourself. And I also think it would help. I have to calm down because I don't do public speech. It would also help help the zoning committee and the fire department make some decisions as to the width. They would have an accurate measurements for the width, the length, and then the accurate placement for the road, the apartments, and all of that. So I would request that be done, and I know that's up to you to do, but I think it would be very beneficial for the zoning committee and the fire chief to have that information. I'm also requesting that the topic of on-street parking be addressed before the Zoning Commission makes its decision. Other than garages and driveways, There are no designated parking areas on the plan identifying where visitors, delivery, and service trucks might park without interfering with emergency vehicles in and out of the private road. If there is no on-street parking, then the question becomes, where will people come? Where will people park other than the driveways and the garages? I also have another question on the plan, and if anyone would like to, oh, I'm sorry. Am I confusing you?
No, you're not confusing me, but I can't speak for other members of council.
Okay.
We do want to keep the comments as short as
okay.
possible.
Okay, all right.
We have a lot of people in the room that probably want to speak as well.
So. Okay, all right. Then I ask that if I cut my comments short, if I could add this to your minutes as part of the comments that weren't said, that I could add this in. Okay.
How many comments do you have?
Oh, dear. I have a sound study, property values, probably not the whole, but two more. All right. Just go like this if you don't want to hear anymore. I'll be fine.
I just assume that they hear it now and not care. Have somebody else.
Fair enough.
We're going to listen to your comments.
Okay.
Ask all of you not to repeat.
Okay.
Please go ahead. Please.
I'll try to speak as quickly as I can. I'm requesting that a sound study be done and conducted by a professional sound engineer in Chapter 10 or Chapter 11-1109. It provides for auditory privacy. You can read through this. I believe the residents on the north-south of the property have the right to know if and how their auditory privacy will be impacted. Therefore, I'm requesting a sound study be conducted by a professional engineer. I also have the statistics for the decibel ratings for each of the 18 air conditioners and how that would impact. It would turn out to be 666 decibels, which is pretty loud. But, of course, I'm not an engineer, so I think that would help. Property values. It is well known in the Realty Committee that many, if not most, buyers do not want to live next to apartments due in part because of the constant turnover of the units, which bring a myriad of strangers into the neighborhood. Moreover, the home values are lowered because renters tend not to care for the dwellings as much as homeowners would. The same goes for rental properties, condos, or in row houses. And then I think Mr. Schmidt talked about tenants. And
do you have any studies on it? You said it's well known.
Well known.
This property value issue, do you have anything on that?
I can probably find it.
I've been doing this for 19 years. I've looked at this before, and I've never seen any significant documentation that's the fact. There's a prejudice against renters, I understand.
Yeah,
that,
I do.
I've never found any viable economic study that supports.
Okay, I did speak with a realtor, though, on this. And she was the one who told me that it's well known. So, but I can go back and check.
I understand it's well known, but I also know it's very undocumented.
That's a fair question. So I'm also requesting that the apartments not be rented for students. I don't know if that's illegal, if they can legally do that or not. But I think students would present a different, noise volume in that area. We already spoke to fencing. And then I did want to say that architecturally, I don't believe the buildings conform with the other apartments in the surrounding areas, primarily the apartments along Stonehenge. And I did do, a survey of the apartments around McCord, Sylvania Avenue to Coppersmith, Gaines Mills, as well as along Appomattox, Todd Drive, and Shenandoah Circle. And the majority of them are two-story buildings that are not row houses or townhouses. So I'm suggesting that this new introduction would not be, it would be contrary to all the other apartments in the area. And I know we do have condos or apartments that are in condos. So my last comment is this. While you have the legal authority to grant the zoning change, I'm asking why. Why would you approve this application? Your role as public servants is to protect the health, safety, and welfare of the residents of the city of Sylvania. And I believe that with the tax abatement, that the only one who would benefit by this change would be the developer. And I'll close with another question. If the zoning change was proposed for the land adjacent to your property, would you approve it? And I dare say you probably wouldn't. Thank you for your time and for giving me the extra moment.
Thanks, ma'am.
All right, would you, if you'd like to, if you'd like to look at this, it's the full plan. Thank you.
Are there any others that would like to speak in opposition? Yes, sir.
Yes, my name is Jim Savickas. I live at 6750 Fifth Avenue in Regis Woods Condominium Association. And I just have more, I guess, questions rather than comments. The developer just said that they were going to be like 1,800 square feet developments. And in looking at the blueprint that you provided, it looks like there's like only 1,235 feet of living space.
Square feet, 13 stories.
13 stories? Oh, it's going to be a two-story. Okay, well, okay, that's why I'm here to ask the question, because that seemed like it was an awful small unit.
So,
okay, and is there a garage? Okay, the blueprint doesn't show a garage. It just says driveway. Okay, so that's why it was confusing to me. Okay. Privacy fence on the south side, is that going to be a see-through fence or a block-type fence?
It'll be a shadow box fence, so you won't be able to
see. You won't be able to see through it? Okay, fine. There are three large pine trees on the property line on the south side. Are they going to be removed? Okay. Okay, that's all I had to ask.
Any other people who would like to comment in opposition to the development?
Yep. So my name is Jay Nijakowski. I'm at 4242 Appomattox Drive, which is on the... The west side. So I'm on the corner that there's a pretty well wooded area that it looks like that, I'll call it the street, is going to come within about 4 or 5 feet of our backyard, which is very, very concerning. That area also is very well habited with woodchucks, birds, so on and so forth. Very old trees. I believe one of these council people met with Steve Goldberg just last week. I don't know which one it was. So thank you very much, and you saw how beautiful it looked back there and how park-like it felt and how scenic and quiet it was. That's all going to change. There's now going to be these row houses, and those trees are probably going to be removed, and I have no idea what he's going to replace them with, if anything. There was a letter that was sent and was created by Steve Goldberg and his wife with our names on it. I want to make sure that everybody saw that as well. So we included some pictures of how that's going to, we're being selfish, how that's going to affect us. Steve Goldberg, it won't be, I don't think, as affected as much as myself and Charlie, who's over there. So I guess, I know people are asking questions, but it sounds like you may not have an actual exact answer of what may or may not come down, what may stay, what may go. I mean, this whole letter, I hope you got it too, because it also talks about the elevation and making sure that now all of a sudden the runoff doesn't come into our yards versus running off into the streets. So I'm not sure what you, if you've been given this letter or if you're addressing any of this, or how do you address some of this to make sure that, you know, you do keep everybody happy in this area. Because it sounds like this is a done deal, right? You guys approved it. So what's happening? The zoning?
No, sir.
Okay, because I thought that's how the municipal outfit was approved.
Approved it.
Okay.
To approve the zoning change.
Gotcha. And I know Mayor Stowe, you're in our neighborhood, and I see you out doing grass all the time.
That does not require council to necessarily agree with that. That's why we're holding a public hearing to hear from you.
Okay. So Mayor Stowe, I see you in my neighborhood all the time. You know how that area is. It's very beautiful. It's very tree-lined.
I just feel like we are doing a disservice to that area by knocking down trees. And again, this is a tree city. It's been there for over 20-plus years. And now we're going to remove trees to put people into buildings. So not for it. I'm for progress, but I'm being selfish from where I'm at, and I would prefer that either you didn't do it at all, or I don't see how you could get 30-some units in there. If you're telling me 18, man, that goes all the way almost from the street, all the way back to the backyard of my house. Anyway, so that's all I have to say. Thank you for visiting our neighbor. You were the only council person that did that.
Any other people in the audience that would like to speak in opposition to the zoning change? Hold on.
Can I have one more question?
Let's see if there's anybody else.
Okay.
Anybody else? Okay, sir.
I'll take it real quick. I forgot to mention this when I was up here.
Okay, why was this development designed the way it is, where all the units are stacked right together, rather than having little larger units that are spread out and have a little bit, have some lawns? Why are they like a match, like a pile of wood?
That's typically how townhouses are. They're all kind of row houses. So they're in a row.
It's just kind of funny how that's put together, one on top of each other. Okay.
Sir, did you have a comment?
Yes.
Good evening. Brian Curtis, 4334 Appomattox Drive. I was involved 6 years ago when the development to the north of this one was being discussed at great length with Mr. Schmidt. So I wanted to offer a little comparison from my perspective 6 years later on how Mr. Schmidt has conducted his business and his villas that are behind me on Appomattox. So just a couple of points. I'll try to be brief, but I sat looking at the current drawing. I'm an engineer, and I've kind of reviewed some particulars here. In comparison, when we were looking at Woodland Hills, we asked that the rentals be in the center of the layout, purposely, so that some of these discussions about lowering values of homes and things like that didn't come into play. He obliged. He did that. So they're in the center of the layout. They're a little bit farther apart than this particular layout at, what's he call it, Olander Village, because, as the gentleman just pointed out, they are stacked like cordwood in there. He's trying to maximize the number of units that he's putting in that strip. It's a pretty narrow strip. So just for comparison's sake, the units he's got today are like 1,800 square feet on the rentals. They're single story, but they sit side by side. So he's basically doing in a one vertical space what he did before in a couple spaces wide. So he's using that height to his advantage. That's why he's going for two-story. My proposition would be that we limit him to one-story, and we go wider so there are fewer of them in there, because the density here is just incredible. I mean, these are closer together than barracks. That's one difference there. The road is a little narrower. It's 2 feet narrower on this proposed lot than it is over in Woodland Hills. Over there, it's about 27 feet. Here, it's 25. The screening and fencing, even if you get it, I can tell you, I put up my own fence because screening never got put up for a long time behind me on the western side of the development. Through all that construction, we ended up putting up our own fence to block the sound, as was mentioned, and the dust and the bright lights and everything that you see when you're that close. And we're 30 feet away from the back of the property. Anybody on 5th, according to this drawing, is going to be about 10 feet away. That's close. That's a little more than my arm's length. You'll really feel it during construction, I can tell you that. So those are some of the differences. I think it's very densely laid out. If council's kind of taking the approach, hey, you know, more people coming in is better, they're moving into our city, you know, that's great. But Steve's a good friend of mine. This gentleman on Appomattox obviously butts up to the property, so I feel for him and others. It's a pretty aggressive approach here to jam a lot of things in there. And my recommendation would be go with what he did in Woodland Hills, cut that number in half. I think if he put in 9 of those units like he did over there and made the shape a little more east-west rectangular, spread that distance out. The ones on, by the way, on Woodland Hills have like 10-foot gaps between properties so that all of those people are not like sharing walls all the way down the street, you know, like was mentioned. So I think that's a good alternative for that narrow, odd-shaped lot. It's too bad it's the only one that isn't very big and you can't do a whole lot with it, but I think that's the best compromise for everybody around. We all walk that area, like the mayor. I've seen him out, and I think that'd be a good compromise. That street isn't very wide. People over in Woodland Hills on a weekend are parking in the driveways, in the road. You'd be hard-pressed sometimes to get a fire truck down there, as big as they are. This road's only 25 feet long. It's just about enough to get through there. But I think some changes need to be recommended to this layout. It's trying to do a little too much with a piece of property that really isn't built for all that.
Thank you, sir.
That's all I have.
Thank you.
Any other comments in opposition? Mrs. Hussman. No, come on up. Still have to go by the protocol, Sandy, sorry. Even though we all know who you are.
Are they all finished though before I say anything?
You said go, you stood up, let's go.
Sandy and John.
Oh, it's on. We're Sandy and John Hussman, and we live at 6715 Sylvan Hills Drive in the Woodland Hills development. We've sold our home in Sylvania and wanted a carefree place to live in Sylvania. And we chose Woodland Hills. We moved there in May, and we're very happy there. We are kind of surprised how well built it is. I like to say when I go to plug in something, there's always an outlet there. And that's pretty unusual, I think. We have chosen not to buy, but we're one of those terrible renters that everybody's afraid of. We're surrounded by people who are good people, both sides of the street, get along just fine. I don't know what more. I think John probably has more to say.
Well, just in general, first of all, about the property in question, it's not very scenic from McCord Road. It's a rat nest, and something needs to be done with it. It's pretty bad shape. But generally, our development, we're extremely pleased to be in there. It's the quietest neighborhood I've ever lived in. It's great. I don't understand the concern about crowding or narrow roads. Very pleasant, and we get along very well with our neighbors across the street that have purchased their property, and we thank them for being a buffer with the neighbors. We just make a little fun of that. But looking at the rental cost that's proposed by Mr. Smith for the new development. I doubt that there's going to be many college kids living in there or frequent movers. Just to say that a similar development that we live in, we're very pleased with it. Thank you.
We do have very good friends of ours that we encourage to move into our area. They wanted to buy, so they just moved in last week. They bought one of the homes. They were they're delighted with it, and it's of very good quality.
Thank you. Anyone else with additional comments? Yes, sir.
Okay, I just want to speak to the density. I'm Charlie Nitre, 6755 Victoria Court, and I've lived there 33 years. When I first moved in to the north side, there were 3 homes, and now there's 44. And to the south, there was 1 home. Now there's going to be 18. So where there was 4, now there's 62. I don't know, 33 years ago, if I would have bought there if that was there first, and then, so it's just a lot of people, there's a lot of things. And if you guys could give us a tax abatement, that would be nice too. I mean, I paid my taxes for 33 years.
But, I know,
I had to give it a shot. So,
when you make an improvement on your property, apply for the CRA. That was the point of it. The point of it was, this is, how long have you lived there? 33 years.
Yeah.
Okay. Housing stock needs to be updated and improved, and we wanted to create, part of our motivation here was to create incentives to people to maintain and improve the property.
Yeah, well, the abatement thing was just, I just want to speak to the density.
Yeah, I want you to know what we were thinking about when we did that.
So you're thinking about me?
We were thinking about exactly your situation and the fact that, you know, a lot of the houses in CRA 3 are of an age that they need reinvestment and rework. And we wanted to provide incentive to do that.
Okay. Thank you. Any other comments? We're running tight on time, so ma'am, if you could keep it very brief.
My name is Catherine Kelmery. I live at 6720 Fifth Avenue. So I'm in the condos with the women back here. Jamie spoke for us earlier, but I wanted to say one more thing, which is I bought the condo a couple of years ago, the end of 2019, moved in the beginning of 2020. And I bought it for a couple of reasons. My mom had moved in with me and it fit the needs for caring for her. But on top of that, and I think one of the kids in the neighborhood said it so well to us shortly after we moved in. They said, do you have the house with the secret garden in the back? And I was like, oh my gosh, they're right. I have the secret garden in the back. There's trees along the side of the property, the end of our driveway, which I agree, we are a dense property. There are 6 of us basically on one driveway, but we're all owner-owned. We're not apartments. And we've got these trees. It makes it extremely private and quiet back there. I never once worried about my elderly mom being there alone, ever. I have Amazon packages. The delivery drivers can't even find me because we're so hidden back there. And I think that's going to be an issue. It's not going to be so quiet and private. The gentleman on Appomattox mentioned all of the wildlife and cutting down trees in the city of trees, and it does seem a little counterintuitive, and the same thing would happen for us. It doesn't sound like it because we're condos, but it's absolutely the truth, and I just wanted to highlight that for us as well. Thank you.
Running out of time, are there anybody else that wants to speak to the issue? No. Ma'am, keep it very brief. This is your, because this is your second time through.
In regard to the vote on the...
Can you turn the mic on, ma'am?
In regard to the road that is proposed on the plan, it shows that the road is 25 feet, but that road also includes two four-foot sidewalks. So the actual width of that road is 17 feet. And then in regard, Councilman Hanem, for the CRA 3 zone, that was certified in 1992, and a lot of the houses built in Victoria Cross were built after that time, and I don't believe they received a tax abatement.
Thank you very much, ma'am. We appreciate your comments and questions. I did have a couple of follow-ups, Mr. Aller. There were a couple of comments that were brought up in regards to parking, in regards for people that are visiting in the neighborhood. Has that been discussed with the developers?
Excuse me, not as of yet.
Okay.
With a 25-foot pavement, we would, it will be a private drive, so that would be something that we manage, but the 25-foot drive, there will only be parking permitted on the side.
And does this plan, has this gone in front of the Sylvania Township Fire Department yet?
Apologies, Mr. Mayor, or Mr. Frye. I knew that I wouldn't be heard back there. It has not gone in front of the fire department yet, and has not undergone construction review or anything yet. It's just strictly a zoning review. I do know I mentioned in our review comments addressing the density issue, and I do know just from looking at the preliminary plan that everyone has before them, there will be at least one, probably two units that, as a minimum, that will be lost, if you will, because the turnaround driveway at the end is not sufficient for fire trucks or our garbage trucks or things of that nature. So there will be probably at least two units that will be lost because of that. So.
Any questions for members of council?
Do you know that, I know we have a memo here from Tim. Has this been shared with David?
I sent it to him today. Yeah, you got it. Yep.
3, 4, 5.
Yep.
Okay. I didn't see it until sometime.
Yeah. I just saw it when I sat down. So.
Any other questions for members of council?
Mr. Smith, in your opening comments, you mentioned that you're planning a fence on the north and south side. What are your plans on the west?
Also a fence, yes. So, yeah. And so, yeah, when we met with the residents, one of the residents that was on, whose house backed up to the west side of the property was there, and they wanted to know if they could have a fence on the west side of the property too, so I said yes. So basically, there'll be a privacy fence pretty much north, west, and south. Thanks. Yes. Yeah. And now. Yeah.
Any other questions for members?
Couple other corrections if I could make, yeah. I guess. The units in Woodland are not, they're 1,250 feet of living area. They're not 1,800. We have done a survey. The one resident asked about a survey. We've already done a survey. Don't have to get into, I guess, a lot of the engineering things that they were asking. I think you all know that, you know, it's got to go through engineering and that they make sure that the drainage is done properly and all those kind of things. So I just wanted to mention those. Thank you.
Before you leave, okay. I suspect having... Nobody's talked to you about this density issue. I encourage you to talk with Jim about that, and in all likelihood, we're going to make Greg Feller a little richer here before this is done and need a revised layout that shows the fencing and addresses Kevin's issues. And
yes.
Before we'll be able to go with that. So, but if you would work with Tim, let him know how we're going to do this. We'll do that probably before we go forward on this.
Okay. I'm not sure. You're saying you want me to do a revised site plan?
It sounds to me from what the comments that we just heard from Kevin about the turnaround and ask it, that that's probably going to be needed. like a site plan that shows all the fencing that you're talking about.
Okay.
And I would like you to have a discussion with Tim Burns about the density issue.
Okay.
And, you know, if we can facilitate that.
Okay. I will do that, yes.
Thank you.
Mr. Fry, may I also?
Please.
Hi, Mr. Schmidt. Since we are discussing the possibility of a new site plan, there have been a few comments about trees, and I was wondering if a couple of units might have to be lost for this turn radius, if it's possible to take into account any existing ones that might be larger or nicer in that part of the property in this turn radius, either showing it if it's in, if any might be able to remain or not, just so that we could maybe see what potential is there. Because I am looking at this, and on that southwest corner, there is an open area, and that's near this treed area that might be able to allow a couple
yes.
to stay, which might help with this this change.
Yes, and we definitely would love to keep as many trees as we possibly can, especially if they're bigger trees. I mean, it not only is aesthetically pleasing to the, it's not only aesthetically pleasing to the residents, but also to my residents. I mean, they like trees too, and so we try and keep as many as we can.
Any other questions from members of council for Mr. Schmidt or the administrative staff? Thank you very much. We don't need a motion for this, do we, Mrs. Branning?
No.
No.
No. So, I just wanted to mention to people that the conversation about the a report for the public hearing will be on the agenda here in a little while. We have another meeting before the council meeting would start, but you're welcome to all stay the entire way through. The committee as a whole is coming up shortly, and then the actual meeting for the council itself. So with that, I'll close the public hearing at 7:16 p.m. Thank you very much.